This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So many of us with pets are frustrated that they can't live longer. And then some of us with pets are like, they're still alive. So puppies, my little puppy dog, I think now she's about 5 years old, but she's still a little baby to me. She's a Bichon Frise. I think her average lifespan between 10 to 13 years. Some dogs can live 17 years. I think some of the longest recorded have been up to 20 years a dog could live. But dogs just don't live that long. Cats could live all the way up to 25 years, but the average leaves at about 16, 17. And we lost our baby spider, and now Shaky Boo is, he's not circling the drain. He follows me all around the house and comes into the shower with me and bugs me in the bathroom and still acts like he always has. So you can just see him getting old. And the reason why I know he's getting old is because I just fed him, and he likes the expensive meat cutlet, like meaty bit wet food, because he doesn't want to eat chow anymore, so I have to give him vitamins and all that. And then 10 minutes later, I'm upstairs changing, and he's upstairs going, "Where's my eats?" And I go, "I just gave you eats. How did you forget?" He's like, "Rah!" Like, "I want more eats." I go, "I just gave you eats." So, yeah, and then I got a 13-year-old cat that keeps waking me up, Sashi. She just, like, last night, every hour and a half, I'll feel her paw on my eye, then she'll put her paw on my nose, and then she'll tap my mouth, and then sometimes she'll lick my lip to wake me up, and then sometimes she'll just pull on my hair. So, you know, as far as the cats are concerned, I don't really need to extend their lifespan. Whenever they want to go to the farm, just go to the farm and let me go to sleep. But with my puppy, it's a little different story. I want my puppy to live longer. So there's a study, and we spoke about this. There's a drug called rapamycin. And rapamycin had some positive findings in mice extending lifespan. So now they're studying it in dogs. So there's a trial, and let me see if I have that information on this trial. I thought I saw 85 dogs, but then I thought I saw a trial saying 580 dogs are involved in this trial. Let's say, okay, we have 85 dogs are included in a rapamycin study, formerly called the Triad, test of rapamycin in aging dogs. It includes teams of veterinarians working in 15 different trial sites nationwide, from New York to Texas, Colorado, soon California. And, oh, they want to enroll 580 dogs in the study by 2025, where they will have the owners give the dogs their medicine. They'll hide it in the treats. And now, we have used rapamycin in humans and those who have received kidney transplants. And now they're looking at it to fight cancer, stopping cancer cells from reproducing. But people want longer lifespans with their dogs. I don't blame them. I love my puppy dog, and the dog only wakes me up once at night as opposed to the cats waking up me up multiple times. So the dog, as far as I'm concerned, gets that second chance. So some of you might ask, what is rapamycin's mechanism of action? How the hell does rapamycin allow a dog to live longer? Does it make the dog better behaved? I mean, you know, does the dog not chase a bunny rabbit out into the middle of the street? How it works, according to the National Institutes of Health, is it relieves negative feedback loops and promotes activation of the PI3K signaling. All right, is that clear? Now, and the inhibition of the MTORC1 by rapamycin reduces the mTORC1-driven negative feedback effects thus activating the PI3K AKT pathway. I hope that clarifies. It basically stops cell aging, and the they call it I'm trying to think of the word. Remember we talked about how chromosomes, the ends of the chromosomes, the telomeres start to unravel like shoelaces, and it could be a marker of speeding up death. Apparently, it causes negative feedback to a pathway that causes cell deterioration. And so this seems to help promote cell survival. So it disrupts cytokine signaling that promotes lymphocyte growth, which is also how it helps as an immunosuppressant. And there's a lot of other ways it works. It's just, it works. Okay, let's just say that. It's getting technical. I don't want to have to answer any of those questions, especially since I don't understand a lot of it myself. So, can we get our dog to live longer? I would love that. It kills me when I see the dogs. I mean, I don't know how many dogs we're on right now, and having dogs that live past 10, 11, and then, you know, they either, you know, have a terminal illness or something that's not going to allow them to survive, and the vet says, you know what, this is progressive, this is probably the time to let them down. The only thing is I've had vets that said my shaky boo needed to be put down, and here he is a year and a half later, still alive and hanging out, and so I'm a little reluctant to, you know, throw in the towel. But if I think an animal's in pain, I think Shake is just grumpy. He's never been a happy cat. He just always, so everybody probably thinks, you know, that he's like riddled with cancer. And he's not. They're like, I think he's got cancer, so we could do $2,000 in tests or we could put him down. I'm like, he'll tell me if he has cancer. And he's still eating. He's got a good appetite. How does he have cancer if he has a good appetite? So I love vets. I respect vets. I have a good friend who's an amazing vet. But unfortunately, there's been some people that got it wrong with my pets. So, you know, I'm a little reluctant to throw in the towel right away. Except, honestly, Sashi, one more night of this paw smacking me in the face, I don't know. I might be like, you know what? Vet, whatever you think needs to be done. Now, I love my kitty cats and I love my doggies. So it's fascinating. So we'll see what happens if you have a dog that you are thinking you would like to enroll. I don't have the specifics on the study or what they need to qualify, but definitely talk to your vet about it, because that could be pretty, pretty cool stuff. And remember, in a study, I don't think you have to pay for the drug. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks groups I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So having been an educator and teaching kids in a variety of different levels and forums, whether it was Sunday school, whether it was guest lecture, guest teacher, whether it was medical students, college students, I find that grades are pretty subjective. Now, I got a 4.5 GPA in high school. Even though 4.0 was supposed to be the max, if you were in honors classes, you were able to go above that. And I was in AP classes, and I studied my butt off. Did I get some easy A's? Oh, absolutely. There were definitely some easy classes with easy A's. And you call it easy A, take the class, you're happy. But my biology class, not an easy A. My chemistry class, my English class, the history, and the AP classes could not be easy A's. They could not be easy classes because you have a nationalized test. You will not get college credit for that AP class if you don't show that you know the material. So, having taken an SAT, I got a 1450 on my SAT, but that was the second time. I got a 1350 on my SAT, but I had my period that day. Okay, sorry. Sorry, ladies. I really do think having a period of cramps did affect my test score. So I rescheduled it, and I didn't know when I was going to get my period, but luckily I rescheduled it, and then I got a 1450. So to me, the period knocked 100 points off my SAT. But I was looking at that, and for years, I'm like, do we really need the SATs and ACTs? If you get the grades, if you're doing the AP classes or not, you're doing the work. We used to have the CATs, the California Achievement Tests, so we had those standardized tests. Now, if you're passing those, do we really need to do the SAT and ACT? And the reason why is those tests were supposed to be for college readiness. But I found out early on that college isn't consistent. Many classes, your grade would be very subjective. If you did what the professor wanted, if you did it the way he wanted you to do it or she wanted you to do it, if you listened to their lecture. So I found that, you know, maybe SATs and ACTs might not be as imperative. And then when you learned that there were discrepancies in terms of how, you know, some of the testing and the questions might not necessarily be fair, and how do you make it more, shall we say, representative of the American population. So I was kind of, well, but I never necessarily wanted to get rid of them because I still think there was a great use. Because the colleges that did seem more mainstream, the last thing you want is a child that's getting into college that is so behind on math that they need to spend the first semester or two catching up. And what I liked about the SAT and the ACT is it told the school, the high school, this kid needs a little bit more help before they go to college. Because it's all about the person's success. And on the SAT or ACT, you see where you had issues with it. If you had issues with reading comprehension, then you could do some primers and some extra tutoring on that. If you had issues in math, if you had issues in fractions or metrics or whatever, calculus, you could get some extra help on that. So I think there's a use. Well, now there's a big discussion, and one of the headlines is there was a girl who had a 4.1 GPA. This is interesting. She said she got rejected from multiple colleges. She had a 4.1 GPA. She said, quote, I was club president in National Honor Society, had my, quote, unquote, trauma story. I guess now you have to have a trauma story. I know in medical school they want to know if you overcame something. So maybe that's what's called a trauma story. But we definitely don't want to brew a society where everybody has to become a victim in order to, you know, I mean, find something or call your, because there's individuals who are really victims. And if everybody has a victimization story, it starts to kind of dilute it for people who are really, you know, really victims. But she apparently did have a quote-unquote trauma story. She did 9 AP classes and did a NASA program. But her SATs weren't good enough. And so she thinks, I don't think we have her SAT scores, but she thinks the colleges put the SAT scores on a higher bar, a higher priority than grades. So I'm mixed on this because apparently we have kids getting, you know, passing grades in classes, but they're not proficient in their math. They're not proficient in reading. Yeah, I see adults who need to still count on their fingers. And if they went to the same public school systems that I did, how are they slipping through the cracks? And are we having so many teachers that are overwhelmed, overworked, burnt out, or not there, such that a substitute teacher is like, look, you know what, I don't want to deal with it, you pass. And I've seen colleges where there was no evidence that that grade came from that person's work, but that's the grade they got, but they were able to move on. So the more subjective these grades become, the more colleges will be looking at, all right, so you got straight A's. Did you, you know, does it match? So how do you match if that was a good school, a strong school, if that A meant something? Well, you look and see how they did on a standardized test. So medical school, a lot of us did really well in medical school. We did great. We showed up. We were eager. We got honors. If our professors loved us, if our attendings loved us, we busted our butt. I did 36-plus hour shifts. You know, I didn't complain. I complain now, but I didn't complain then. I offered to help people. I was kind. I was, and I passed. How did my medical boards look? Now, I passed all of those. I've never failed a medical boards. But that's why we have medical boards. Because in case you do get an easy A, or you have an easy professor, and I'm kind of considered an easy professor, even though I'm not, because I make sure you know what you know. But to me, if you know the work and you're doing it right, yeah, you're going to pass or you're going to get a good grade. Right, but if I don't think you know the work and I don't think you're ready, no. But I am considered more soft compared to other professors. So you do need a standardized medical test. Same thing with law and the bar. Somebody could study, memorize, cheat, but now you got to sit down and take a test with the camera on you. So I don't know if I'm ready for standardized tests to go. I mean, they might need to be reformed a little bit. We might need to make sure that there's no, you know, lack of transparency in terms of biases and things like that. But grades from a grade school or middle school or high school is not comparable and consistent from one school district or one teacher to another. And, you know, there's these sites called Rate My Professor. And people will pick the professors. When you have a hard professor, but that grade's hard, they're not going to rate well. And I've heard students say, you know what, I have got to get this professor, otherwise I'm not going to get my A. So it's all about navigating. Somebody could say, well, that's real life. You need to navigate and hop on each lily pad or rock across the pond to get to where you need to go, if that's the analogy or not, metaphor. But I just need to know that you know how to, you know, cap somebody. I need to know that you know how to put in a Swan's Ganz catheter. I need to know that you know how to calculate an anion gap. I need to know that you've done a pap smear. And we're seeing with medical schools, law schools, high schools, very inconsistent learning. And so if you have one student that hardly got to do anything, any hands-on, any practical work, maybe just memorized, versus you have somebody else that worked in the trenches, there's got to be a way to find out what they know and what they're ready for. So since we've heard that a lot of high schools or middle schools have children that are passing their classes but not passing their proficiency tests, some people are saying, well, let's just get rid of them so then we don't know that they're not proficient. No, that's not the answer. You don't stick your head in the sand. I think we have a school, we have a teaching problem. We have kids getting through because they can. They either know how to work the system or the teachers don't care. Or the parents yell and complain. The teacher's like, I'm not time for this. Fine. Just, you know what? I love your kid. Here's the grade. I told you, there was one teacher that said, nobody in my class gets higher than a C. I go, how do I make it to medical school? I go, you tell me if that paper needs to be 1,000 pages because I need an A in this class. He gave me an A. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The clock is ticking to the time less than an hour from now when former President Trump is scheduled to appear before a judge in Manhattan and hear the charges against him. While he's inside, thousands remain outside the courthouse to both protest and celebrate the first time a former U.S. president has been indicted on criminal charges. A backhanded thank you from Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Russian leader Vladimir Putin on this, the day that Finland has joined NATO.
I'm tempted to say this is maybe the one thing we can thank Mr. Putin for, because he, once again, here has precipitated something he claims to want to...
The White House has unveiled a plan to help towns that depend on coal mining, refining, and other fossil fuel industries transition to a clean energy economy. Among the items in that plan, tax credits and grants to build wind farms, solar fields, and fuel cell factories. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-TOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have been griping about you getting bad sleep and how bad sleep could put you at risk for obesity and diabetes and memory loss and dementia. And well, how about this one? Now they're saying it can make you more susceptible to asthma. Asthma, a lung disorder. This is a study coming out of Great Britain, published in BMJ Open Respiratory Research, that suggests that poor quality sleep may increase an individual's genetic susceptibility to asthma, doubling the risk of diagnosis. They looked at close to 500,000 participants, aged 38 to 73, whose sleep patterns and genetic asthma risk scores were analyzed. The results indicated that people with high genetic risk and poor sleep patterns were 122% more likely to be diagnosed with asthma than those with a low genetic risk and a healthy sleep pattern. The researchers suggest that early detection and treatment of sleep disorders could help reduce asthma risks, regardless of genetic predisposition. Wow. So, this is interesting. What they did is they looked at 455,000 participants who were either middle-aged to seniors who enrolled between 2006 and 2010. Participants were asked about their sleep patterns based on five traits: early or late chronotype, like are you a morning, are you a night owl, or are you a morning lark? I don't know if we use that terminology in America. I guess we're morning people or a night owl. Your sleep duration, if you have insomnia, if you snore, and if you have excessive daytime sleepiness. A healthy sleep pattern was defined as an early chronotype, so being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night, never or rare insomnia, no snoring, and no frequent daytime sleepiness. Now, I agree with that. You know, people have always asked, why is a night owl bad? It's not necessarily bad as long as you're still getting to 7 to 9 hours of sleep every day, as long as when you hit the sheets, you're able to fall asleep without needing medication, you're not snoring, you're not tired the next day. But, you know, I mean, for me, I'm up and at 'em in the morning. I like working out in the morning. I like getting work done. I like having a morning show. It's, for me, when I had to do a late show at 11, 12 o'clock at night, I didn't like it because I had to get up early for my medical office. Then I needed to take a nap so that I could stay up, and I just didn't like that. I didn't like the split shift. I didn't feel healthy. But, you know, why would a morning person do better than a night owl? Well, I don't know. You know, and it could be, what do morning people do versus night owls? So, and this is all, I get this, these are generalizations. They don't necessarily, I think, have a lot of medical evidence, but you do keep hearing in the news that somebody who's a night owl may fare worse medically. Well, one reason is they're a night owl, and they don't really go to sleep until the sun is rising. They have that, we have seen people who do shift work, and if their circadian rhythm is off, and they don't get to rely on the melatonin and the nighttime, that they could be at higher risk for cancer or diabetes, and so we have seen that. It also could be your activities. You know, in the morning, we don't necessarily, early morning people, we don't necessarily eat, I don't think, the whole 3-egg omelet with bacon and corned beef hash and that. If we're an early morning person, it's because we got to get up and go. So our breakfasts are small. Now, I still think breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day, and I think you should have a balanced, healthy breakfast. But somebody who sleeps in, and then they get up and they go, okay, you know what, I'm just going to combine breakfast and lunch, and then they eat a big, huge meal, maybe that could be also more diabetes-inducing. Could be people who are night owls are out having more of the nightlife. Maybe they might be more inclined to drink. Maybe they might be more inclined to have a type of job where they, let's say, are around smoke more. I mean, you know, if you have one of those, you know, 8-to-5 jobs where you got to be in an office, it's a non-smoking office, yet if you have one of those night jobs where you're in a casino, so I don't know. You know, it could be that. So it's interesting. But based on the responses of the study, 73,223 people met the criteria for healthy sleep pattern. 284,000 people intermediate, 97,000 people poor. And so a genetic asthma risk score for each was drawn up according to the genetic variance. 1 in 3 participants were classified as high genetic risk, another third intermediate, and then the remainder were low risk. Participants' respiratory health were tracked up to the date of an asthma diagnosis, death, or until March 31st, 2017, whichever came first. So when they monitored them over 9 years, 17,836 people were diagnosed with asthma. Now, we're not talking about kids. diagnosed with asthma. We're talking about adults with new onset asthma. That's interesting. It can't happen. I call it a vagus syndrome, where if you live in Vegas long enough, you develop a vagus asthma, probably because of all the dust we're around and some of the pollution. But that's fascinating that somebody in their 70s would develop asthma. Asthma is a form of reactive airway disease, where you have trouble expelling the air, you have less compliance in your lungs, and it's called an obstructive breathing pattern. And you'll wheeze, you'll feel like you can't get air in, and that's kind of because you still have air in the lungs that you can't get air out. That's why when we test you for asthma, we have you blow out as hard as possible in the spirometry, and the nurse or the doctor's like, blow, 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 and you're like, and you're trying to blow it all out. And I don't know if you guys saw Ted Lasso, where one of the, I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't, but the later season, a very, very good soccer player says, all right, I want everybody to breathe with me and breathe out. And as he exhales very long, which is a great technique to help you sleep, to learn how to exhale slowly. But everybody there is taking 7 or 8 breaths in between while he's still exhaling his first breath. So somebody with asthma could have difficulty with that. Now, when they did look at factors, they looked at education factors, genetic, smoking, drinking, high blood pressure, etc. But I think they filtered those out, and they found that poor sleep patterns were linked to then asthma. So how? Inflammatory disease. Maybe with sleep, if you're not getting enough sleep or good sleep, you're not repairing. So you're not repairing the lungs. So you could have something called sleep-induced chronic inflammation. Because inflammation is one of the hallmarks to asthma as well. You have these pro-inflammatory cytokines that infiltrate the cells, cause airway inflammation, and the airway inflammation doesn't allow you to have that compliance of getting the air in and out. You might feel constriction, bronchoconstriction, where you can't get the air in. And it's pretty debilitating. Anybody with asthma, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. So what does it mean? Sleep better, people. You got to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. If you have trouble sleeping, talk to your medical provider. If you find you are taking something to sleep almost every night, whether it's melatonin, whether it's Tylenol PM, whether it's Unisom, whether it's Advil PM, whether it's just straight Benadryl, whether it's Trazodone, whether it's hydroxyzine, whether it's Ambien or Xanax or Valium, please, for the love of God, talk to your medical provider. We want to make sure you could sleep on your own. And I get it. Last night was a rough night for me with the cats and all that. Get anything out of the bed that wakes you up. I had 3 of my pets in the bed with me last night. I didn't ask for them to be there. They just were. I was like, get that out. They don't listen. They're not scared of me. 1-877-DOG.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then I have a patient. When I ask them what medications they take, they'll say, all right, I take this medicine, and then I have a glass or two of wine daily. That's your medicine? Yep. That's my medicine. Who prescribed the glass of wine or alcohol daily? Oh, my doctor said it was good for me. No, they didn't. No, taking it for medicinal purposes. I had another patient. I go, are you on any vitamins or supplements? Only wine every night. I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on here, people? So now, is that the excuse you tell the family where I have to take my daily vino or I have to have my daily shot? That has not been recommended. I understand there has been some discussion of red wine and heart health because of the resveratrol. But we've been a little nervous because of the liver disease and dementia and sleep disorders and high blood pressure and other issues that could happen. And I told you I'm mixed. Because when I was in Italy, these people relaxed, enjoyed their glass of wine with dinner, and they seemed to eat slower and eat less. So if wine does that for you, and we notice that you're handling it healthy, I might back off a little bit with a glass every now and then. But on a regular basis, I can't say that's medically necessary. Well, we have another study that has said moderate alcohol consumption does not provide health benefits. This research is a review of existing studies. I told you bad news. Sorry today. Sorry, guys. Not a fun day in the news. The research is a review of existing studies found no strong evidence that links light to moderate drinking in terms of reducing your risk of dying early. They said chronic heavy drinking, we know, has been tied to health problems, liver disease, cancer, heart disease. But there was a study that found an increased risk of cardiovascular disease with all levels of alcohol consumption. Now, that was that last year, remember, that kind of made some cardiologists go, because everybody has been kind of asking cardiologists, you know, well, you're the ones that allow us to have red wine for our heart. This study had said, cardiovascular disease can still rise. Another study found that moderate drinking shrank your brain. So this study was published in the JAMA Network Open, conducted by scientists in Canada and the UK. It's an update to an earlier review by the same group published in 2016. Looks at data from studies up through July 2021. They looked at 100 studies that analyzed mortality, risk, and alcohol that collectively involved nearly 5 million people. Notably, they also tried to adjust for factors that could have affected the results of previous studies. You know, so just in case another study had some limitations, they tried to overcome that. And so, you know, drinking, you know, what would we say is light to moderate? Well, for a woman, one drink a day, man, two drinks a day. That would be light to moderate. Heavy drinking, over three drinks a day. Now, some of you will say, I'm good. I go, really, you're good? Yep. I come home, might have a little wine. Somebody might say, I don't really like wine. Have some wine before dinner. While I'm cooking dinner, I might sip a little bit, have a glass. Then the bottle's open, so we'll have some wine with our dinner. And then maybe we'll finish it off, or we'll have a glass of wine while watching TV before bed. Okay, well, you're already at three glasses. Let's say you go out. Let's do some shots. You do a shot, then you have a cocktail. Then you order another cocktail. I mean, getting to three is pretty easy, pretty quick. And men can withstand alcohol a little bit longer than women, but, you know, women, after one drink, they're already considered. In fact, there was a study showing that some women could be at risk for DUI after one drink, depending on their metabolism. So, not cool. Yeah, I know. That's, yeah. You can't just say, I identify as a man and get out of a DUI. Yeah, if your blood alcohol level is a certain way, it's a certain way. So the CDC estimates that alcohol is to blame for one in every eight deaths of Americans between the ages of 20 and 65 annually, or 90,000 deaths a year. And one in five Americans gets hurt by another person's drinking. So that will include driving. It will include violence or domestic violence. So here's the thing with this, okay? I look at these centenarians that are usually in Europe. And they say they credit their glass of wine. Well, one woman, she says, she's 100 years old, and she says the reason why she's lived long is she avoids talking to strange men. Olive Westerman from West Yorkshire turned 100 in January and says her secret to living a long life is avoiding strange men. Well, I kind of hard for me to do in my business, but you know, I like being around men. So, and she said working with children to keep her young at heart. So that's interesting. Her husband has left her. May he rest in peace, but he worked as a writer and travel clerk. So she traveled a lot. And she doesn't have children, but she has worked with children. She also is obese. And that's interesting. There has been studies saying lower BMIs of individuals might not live as long in the senior years as those who are heavier. Now, as a doctor, that's very counterintuitive because somebody who's overweight could have diabetes. Somebody who's overweight and not being active could have thinner bones. You know, I like to see people who are hiking, and, you know, I have a friend who's in her 90s, and, you know, she's slim, and she can navigate stairs and do, you know, everything even better than some middle-aged people I see. But there has been some studies showing that as well. But, you know, for every one study that shows one thing, there's another study showing another. But that's interesting. So she enjoys high tea every day. I know, guys, I don't like tea either. I know. I just don't like tea. I went to a high tea the other week, and I liked the little cookies and sandwiches. Those were yummy. I just didn't really drink the tea. But I guess high tea is where you sit at a table and you have something warm and food to eat. Low tea is where you have tea on a coffee table, and you just have the tea. So if you're going to get invited to a tea, ask for a high tea. Because high tea is where you get the yummy eats. Now, there's another study looking at the reason why some people live over 100. Researchers from Boston University and Tufts Medical Center found that the centenarians may have a unique composition of immune cells that is highly protective against illnesses. Now, this study was published in Lancet eBiomedicine. So rather than it being alcohol, rather than it being, you know, who you consort with, they think that it could be the immune system, which to me makes a lot of sense because I've seen older individuals just not get COVID. Everybody else is getting COVID, and they're like, what's happening to you guys? Maybe it was swine flu. There's a lot of older people that didn't get swine flu. Maybe it's because they have such an immune system from everything that they have incurred that their body has seen almost everything, that when something does come its way, the body can fight it off. I still recommend that seniors get the COVID vaccine. But it is fascinating to me how I don't see as many older individuals struggle as much as we saw some younger individuals do. But researchers looked at centenarians and they looked at their immune cells from 7 centenarian participants in North America and identified immune-specific patterns of aging and extreme human longevity. So our immune system, I think, is a lot. And I think protecting our immune system involves good diet, good exercise, good sleep, and less stress. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were at the end of the thing. So, yeah, that's something too. You can't be hearing music. If I'm hearing bumper music when I'm not supposed to, that's a sign. Not good. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.